gorgeous day to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. We want to welcome you here this morning. Thank you for coming to Little Swatara and sharing in this fantastic news that our Christ the Lord is risen today. So we are so thankful each of you have come out this morning. We want to welcome you. There are sign-in at the end of each row. If you could just grab that and pass it to your neighbor. If this is your very, very first time here at Little Swatara, we are absolutely thrilled that you joined us this morning. We pray that you feel welcome and that you would join us again on another Sunday. And there are special sheets. I believe they're green. Yes, they're green. And if you could sign those for us, we would be so happy. So again, welcome this morning. And we just want to make a few announcements. You each have a bulletin. They're chocked full of so much information of what's happening here at Little Swatara. But volleyball. Does anyone like to bump, set, and spike? It's a great time to sign up for volleyball. See Rachel in the back. Rachel, just wave your hand like you just don't care. There's Rachel. So see her and you can sign up for volleyball. And that's a great time over the summer. There's also some renovations going on here, so you'll see some under construction signs in that back part of the church. But the feeding trough happened this past Thursday. We were glad to see about a dozen of you join us for that. But the feeding trough is just a Bible study. We're starting in the book of Matthew and just working our way through the New Testament. So if you want to join us for that, that's a weekly event on Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. And we try to do our best to end it at 7 so that you can get home and still wrap up your evening. So join us on Thursdays, and that's at the cafe in Bethel. Marlene, our wonderful and most talented organist, wants to thank you for the awesome birthday bash that she had a couple weeks ago as she turned 80. So thank you to everyone that came out and supported her during that time, and just so thankful for Marlene and her talents that she provides for us. Are there other announcements this morning? I believe I had one individual ask if they could make an announcement, and if there's others, please feel free to come forward. Yes.
Better time to announce it than when church is packed for Easter. If you could see, my Easter outfit is an apron. And I'm wanting to get you excited about the women's spring event for women and girls. It's going to be called Once Upon an Apron. I know last year when we did the hats, it's not a natural thing for you guys in your history to have hats, but you didn't disappoint me. This year, I know aprons are a natural thing for you. So over Easter dinner, I want you to talk about it, get good memories going, dig through your drawers, find an apron that has a story to it. And on that day, May 9th, we'll be wearing our aprons. And you can either model it and tell your story, or model it and one of us will tell it if you write it down for us. This is my favorite. Basic black, embellished a little for Easter, but if you stick with black, it goes with any occasion. I'm thinking some of the stories I might hear might be from Beatrice Franz. I wore this apron when I put up 800 quarts of chow chow. Another might be from Linda Ziegler. My mother wore this apron when she made 18,000 dozen cookies. So don't disappoint us. I'm waiting to hear some great stories. So get your aprons out, iron them, and we'll see you on May 9th.
May 9th, Once Upon an Apron. Yes, Burl. Yes, Curtis, it was a Good Friday for Curtis, so we want to just thank everyone for your prayers. He's going to remain in the county prison, which we see as good news, and I believe about 11 months, 11 and a half months is what they're looking at, so we want to... Home for Thanksgiving, so we're thankful for your prayers, your cards of support for Curtis. And that's as of now, thank you, yes. Any other announcements to share this morning? There's a microphone we can get to you so you can be heard nice and loud.
Yes, Matt, we have someone asked me to highlight the senior spring banquet for the adults due in Harrisburg, Lebanon area on April 23rd. There's nobody signed up and they're kind of anxious to get a crew going to get up there.
Okay, so April 23rd is the Senior Adult Spring Banquet. So if you haven't signed up, the deadline's quickly approaching. So be sure to sign up for the Senior Adult Banquet at the Palmyra Church of the Brethren, April 23rd. All right. Our call and response, there's one more. Yes.
Brother,
Yeah, so next Sunday after church, a soup and sandwich, and that'll benefit the Brooklyn mission trip that will be going on June 10th to 15th. So come on out and support the youth and the mission trip to Brooklyn, and the VBS will be having there for those kids, and it's a great food and a great fellowship to come on out to. So soup and sandwich next Sunday after church. Thank you for that reminder, yes. All right, I'm going to say he is risen, and you guys know what to say next, okay? Ready? Is there another announcement? Just checking. Sometimes you just never know. He is risen. Awesome, awesome. All right, let's listen in. That was fantastic, wasn't it? Oh my goodness. Let's listen in as the joy and the senior choir combine together to sing about Jesus living. He lives.
Oh,
That you indeed did arise. We gather here this morning and we are so thankful. We feel tremendously blessed for the opportunity to know you personally. So Father, as we continue to lift up our voices, continue to praise you, we pray that you would be indeed blessed by our song because of the abundant blessings that you have given us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's children said, Amen. Amen. What beautiful singing this morning. Thank you so much. You'll see in your bulletin our list of prayer concerns. We would ask that you would also include Janelle Redman for an MRI, tests and results on her right wrist tomorrow. If you could add Janelle to our list of prayer concerns, and we want to continue to lift those up throughout the week as we go during our prayer time before the Lord and just keep those individuals in prayer on an ongoing basis. Are there others that aren't listed on our prayer concerns, or you've made note to me that you'd like to include this morning during our prayer?
If you want to mention about my mom being when she's in Reading with pneumonia.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Okay. Any others this morning? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you that we can gather here in safety as brothers and sisters, that we can worship you freely. But Lord, we know that's not the case across the world. And we're lifting up our missionaries that are in various locations. We're lifting up our brothers and sisters that are in Nigeria facing severe persecution. Even in this very moment, Lord, we just pray your hedge of protection over them. Lord, we think of those on our prayer concerns of Connie and Esther and Chelsea and Carl and Faye and Curtis and Josh and Devin and Sandy and Cora and Claire and Carol and Janelle. And Lord, you know exactly their needs, and we're praying your healing touch upon them. We're praying that you go with them as they journey through their recovery. We pray that you would be with each of us as we go through various circumstances in our lives. And Lord, we need hope. And today is the day that you demonstrated that we do indeed have hope, and how thankful we are that you are risen. So Lord, we come here not only to celebrate, but we come here to place our lives before you, to surrender, to be obedient, and to say, here we are, Lord, to use us, to meet us exactly where we are in the place we find ourselves this day. Father, we ask that you would just take those prayer requests on our hearts, and we lift them up to you as well as our prayers of confession during these next few moments of silent prayer. Lord, we thank you for the forgiveness that is offered through the cross. We thank you because of your death that our sin has been atoned for. We thank you that death itself has been conquered, and that one day, Lord, as we believe upon your name and we confess our sins throughout our lives, Lord, and receive that forgiveness, that we'll be in eternity with you. So we come this day opening our hearts, opening our minds to know and to receive that blessing of eternal life. Father, be with each one here this day and allow them to know your presence in their lives. May your Holy Spirit guide them to live lives that are reflective of your glory and lives that are righteous and holy. And Father, thank you for allowing us to be a testimony to our friends, to our neighbors. And we pray for even those here this morning that may not know you as closely as they desire, and whatever it may be that's keeping them from becoming more of a close follower, we pray, Lord, that you would just meet them in that place, and you would just speak your will upon them, Lord, and help them to follow you even closer than they are now. Father, just thank you for salvation, that it is indeed evident, and thank you for this time to celebrate and to remember that day when you arose from the grave. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. and invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's moment. We know you're all dressed up nice and neat, but I did bring some dirty things to make sure that you go home with lots of stains. So parents, make sure you buy Tide dish detergent. You'll need that this morning. I'm kidding. Dawn looks at me like, are you seriously going to get them dirty? No, I'm not going to do that. All right. So you guys, I'm going to need my helper. Where's my helper? Malachi, will you come help me, please? So this morning, we are celebrating the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. Do you have a question? Today is Easter. It is, and Jesus rose from the dead. But Jesus rose from the dead for a very particular reason. And why doesn't the congregation tell us? Why did Jesus rise from the dead? What did he conquer? Nice and loud so these kids can hear it. He conquered death and he conquered sin. Now, we're going to use... These are just random items from my refrigerator. I really have no reason why I chose these things. But tangy, tangy horseradish sauce, okay? Sin has a grip on our life. Sometimes sin can become addictive. It can become contagious. And it's things that we tend to do over and over again. So, Malachi, I'm going to ask you. Here, let me pound that down a little bit. You're going to add the tangy sins of our lives into this cup. Now, this cup has no significance to it. There's nothing magical about this cup, but there is something very divine about our Savior. So Malachi is going to add the sin that grips upon us, and that's fantastic. Yeah, oh gosh, that's just wrong in so many ways. All right. Okay. And we don't just sin by one sin, do we? It's usually not just lying. Sometimes we do another sin on top of that. Maybe like we watched a movie and there was one of those words that we shouldn't have heard, but we did in those movies we watch sometimes, and you decided to repeat it, right? So we're going to add Dijon mustard. Now, Dijon mustard is actually one of my rather favorite mustards, but Malachi, you go ahead and add Dijon mustards. Don't be afraid, but if it's sin, stay away from it, okay? The object is to stay away from these sins in our lives. Oh, it's getting beautiful, isn't it? Okay. Now, sometimes it's not even two sins we deal with, is it? Sometimes we deal with multiple sins in our lives. So we have a Chex Mix. Now, it's not just any Chex Mix. Who can read here? What does that say? Jalapeno cheddar Chex Mix. So these are the sins that really get out of control in our lives. These are the ones that get a little hot, the ones that bother us, the ones that we need to really be concerned about because they've overtaken our lives. So if you take a deep whiff, I thought the flowers were killing me here this morning. The jalapeno cheddar really bites. It really grips our lives. So there's a mixture in there. You'll just have to believe me, there's a mixture of Chex Mix in there, all sorts of things. And Malachi actually likes these, but he said I could use them for this demonstration. Actually, I didn't ask permission, but he he has another bag at home. So he's going to add those sins that are just so overwhelming in our life that we just can't seem to get rid of. And as you guys grow older, you'll realize some things are just a little more difficult to get rid of. And now, Chinese just isn't complete, especially if you're eating rice, with soy sauce. So soy sauce represents those sins that are just, they're tasty. They're the ones that we kind of do and don't even realize. So soy sauce, for me, I put on like my Chinese food because I love Chinese food. Does anyone else here love Chinese food? Yeah. So these are the sins that we're really just kind of, we do and we don't realize it. It's the sins that kind of are on a daily basis that we really need to be mindful of. So Malachi, go ahead and put some of those flavorful sins that we see in our lives. Oh, you just ruined the entire thing by getting it outside of the, just kidding. That's fantastic. Oh, okay. Now Malachi, I neglected to tell you, because you're my volunteer, you're also going to need to drink this for me. No. It's okay. It's all right. See, we sometimes think we can just give a little bit of our lives to God. So like, you know, you're at that age where, you know, you've given your life to Jesus, but maybe you haven't surrendered everything. So like, that's fine, right? You can just live with your partial life handed over to Jesus, can't you? Oh, really? So you're going to give more? You're going to give more than half. He's going to give more than half of his life to Jesus now. So look at that. Doesn't that look tasty? Should I try it?
No.
They don't think I should try it. Okay. So anyone in the congregation, you think any moms and dads out there will drink this for us? If we're honest, this is pretty disgusting. Don, would you admit? That's pretty disgusting, right? Even you wouldn't want to drink that. That's disgusting to you two up here? What do you think? See, we don't want to drink this because it's gross. But what makes this, boys and girls, any different than the mistakes and the sins that we make in our lives? What makes this any different? Sometimes our lives get so overfilled with sin that we just continue on and we continue to drink this kind of water on a daily basis. And it's dirty, it's yucky, and no one really wants to drink this. But guess what? Not only did Jesus rise from the dead, he conquered sin. And he was in the garden, he was praying a cup like that. If this cup can be taken from me, would you please take it from me? Yes. You will drink it. Oh, we've got a child that's willing to sacrifice. Graham is willing to be Jesus to all of us this morning. That is sacrifice right there. High five. Okay. We're not going to let anyone get sick and throw up in the church. But our point this morning is that we get caught up in some wrongdoings. Maybe we say a lie to our parents, or maybe we cheat on a test at school. And so Jesus, he asked for this cup to be taken from him, but not his will, which means not his plans, but God's plans. And so God, he sent his son to die for us, didn't he? He sent his son to have the ultimate sacrifice to pay for the penalty of sin. So he drank this cup. Now this water is going to represent Jesus. And we're going to ask Malachi, my lovely assistant, if you will hold this over top of that so I can pour it so everyone can see. Here, you guys stand over on that side for me, son. And you're going to hold that over top of that. And now this is the overflowing love of Jesus pouring into our life. You're going to have to get it over the bucket for me. There we go. Okay? So notice how Jesus just cleanses our life. See how that water is becoming clear? That's the way God wipes away the sin in our life. And we've got one little, there it goes. Okay. Now this is to demonstrate. See, there's still just a few particles left in there. You know what that tells us? That tells us that we're never going to be perfect on this side of heaven. Okay? So on a daily basis, I'm just going to do it this way. On a daily basis, we're still going to struggle with sin. But God, when we go to him and continue to confess, is going to continue to wipe us clean. He's going to continue to wash away that sin. Okay? So continually on a daily basis, allow Jesus to be in your lives, okay? Continue to pray for him and ask him to forgive you. Because as the sins become less and less, it's not that bad to drink. We can handle life with Jesus on our side, okay? So let this be a reminder that we have some things in our lives, and adults as well, that we need to just keep allowing Jesus to pour his love over and his forgiveness. Okay, you guys cool with that? All right. Malachi, if you want to take that downstairs and dump it, I don't think we want to look at that the rest of the service. And let's pray. Father God, just thank you for these dear children. Thank you for the love that you pour out on the cross, for the sins that you take away from us, the mistakes that we do on a daily basis. Lord, we're just praying that we would be washed, we would be cleansed by the grace, by the mercy, by the forgiveness that you offer us. So Lord, we just ask these children to just come to know you more and more on a daily basis, and pray that your will, your plans would be accomplished in their lives. Just thank you for loving us, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, thanks guys. Happy Easter. I think I'll finish my drink now.
Thank you. Christ and what he gave. And Christ gave us all. He didn't hold anything back. Christ gave his entire being to die on a cross for each and every single one of us sitting here this morning. And he asked us to give in return, to give out of a joy, out of a cheerfulness, not to give out of obligation or out of guilt. So this morning we just pray that our hearts would be overflowing with love as we give. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate gift that you have given to us in your life that was ransomed at a cost, that gave us freedom. And so this morning you just continue to speak to our hearts, continue to overflow us with a love that we can't begin to understand, but it's a love that is very real and very near and dear to our hearts. And so, Lord, we give because we want to be cheerful. We want to be joyful in doing so. So, Father, help us this morning to give out of the abundance that you have provided for us, to give out of the joy of the salvation that we have received this day. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless the giver. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
amen. Hasn't it been wonderful singing this morning? Let's give all the choirs a round of applause and give the Lord a round of applause for gifting them in such an amazing way. I know I would never be able to sing on a choir like that, and it's such a joy to hear people who can sing and such a beautiful sound coming from this congregation. I'd like to start with this story about three men who were standing around and they were talking about the day they died. And they were talking about what people would say at their funeral. And the first guy, he spoke up and he said, "Well, I'd like people to talk about how I was a great humanitarian, how I cared for the community, how I did all sorts of outreach to help those in need." And the second guy was, that's great. I want to be known for being a good husband. I want to be known for being a good father, that I was a family man." And the other two looked at him and they were like, "Yeah, that's awesome. A good father, good husband, that's wonderful. And the humanitarian, that's great." And the third guy, he just looks at both of them and he says, "I want him to say, 'Look, he moved.'" This morning, that is where we find ourselves. Jesus has moved. Jesus has not only moved, but Jesus has risen. And we turn to our scripture lesson this morning, and we find in Mark 16 that there's the next evening when the Sabbath ended, and we're in verse 1 of Mark 16. It says, "Mary Magdalene and Salome and Mary, the mother of James, went out and purchased burial spices to put on Jesus' body." Now let's stop right there for a second. We have to remember Nicodemus had already placed spices in the garment that he wrapped Jesus in before they took him to Joseph's tomb. So he had already been given spices. So these women perhaps were looking for a reason to go see the tomb of Jesus. Let's continue. It says in verse 2, "Very early on Sunday morning, just at sunrise, they came to the tomb. On the way, they were discussing who would roll the stone away from the entrance to the tomb. But when they arrived, they looked up and they saw that the stone, a very large one, had already been rolled aside. So they entered the tomb, and there on the right side sat a young man clothed in a white robe. The women were startled. But the angel said, 'Do not be so surprised. You were looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He isn't here. He has been raised from the dead. Look, this is where they laid his body. Now go and give this message to his disciples, including Peter. Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there just as he told you before he died.'" And then concluding in verse 8, "The women fled from the tomb, trembling and bewildered, saying nothing to anyone because they were too frightened to talk." Lord Jesus, we thank you for this resurrection story. We thank you that we can know that the tomb is empty. We thank you that we know that these two women, this third individual that was part of this scene, has seen the grave clothes. And though at first they were frightened to talk, we know that they spread that news and it went quickly throughout the villages. So Lord, we too come to this place to understand that you were not just buried, that you're not just dead, but you indeed have risen, that you indeed have ascended to the right hand of God. And Lord, what a difference that makes in our lives. So Father, we pray this morning that you would help us further understand this resurrection, that you would help us to know why you did this for us. Lord, we pray that you would illumine your scriptures to us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, what we have to realize this morning is that when the women were on the way with their spices, They didn't know that there was going to be a guard at the tomb. They didn't know that this large stone was going to be sealed. So you can imagine the reason they were so surprised as they approached Jesus' tomb that the stone was rolled away. Because they were asking themselves as they were making their journey, who's going to roll away the stone? Now, I want you to realize something about that stone being rolled away. There's this concept that we think the stone may have been rolled away so Jesus could get out. No, not at all. The stone was rolled away so that the women could see inside, so that they could be the testimony to the very fact that the tomb was empty. You see, for Jesus, this was just another divine moment. Whether the stone was rolled away or not, Jesus was going to be risen from the dead. And that's the good news that we have this morning. What I also want you to realize is when they saw that angel, that messenger of good news that we've seen so many times throughout the gospel, he's very specific. He's saying, you're looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. Now, some skeptics may say they were at the wrong tomb, because as researchers have discovered, there were 99 different tombs during Jesus' time that had inscribed on them Jesus. But this angel that appeared to these three individuals said, Jesus, the Nazarene who was crucified. Very specific. He isn't here. He's been raised from the dead. And that evidence that they saw, the grave clothes were laid there neatly, was enough for them to realize something miraculous has happened. And though they leave trembling and bewildered, not sure what to say, it doesn't end there. I do find it fascinating that in verse 7 it says, now go and give this message to his disciples, including Peter. My Matthew take on that is that Peter, he was called the rock. The church would be built upon that rock. Peter was the one that was told, get away from me, Satan. Peter was the one who said, I'll die with you. Peter was the one who said he would never deny Jesus. And yet Jesus looked at Peter and told him, not only will you deny me, you will deny me three times. And on that third time, the rooster will crow. And we know from the accounts as we read up to this very moment that that rooster crowed. And you can imagine the tremendous hurt, the tremendous pain that Peter endured as he was reminded of his denial of Jesus Christ. And so I find it fascinating that in this verse it says, including Peter. Now we know Peter goes on to do some pretty incredible things. But the message of the cross for us this morning is that there is hope. That there is this idea of eternal life that becomes fact. When we confess our sins to Jesus Christ, we ask for forgiveness. Because we know on that cross, he paid the ultimate price for our sins. Now I want you to look at your neighbor and I want you to say, your sins are forgiven. And I want you to turn to your other neighbor and say, your sins are forgiven. Now the significance in that moment, not that we can forgive each other's sins, but to know that your sins are forgiven. Sometimes we come to church and we don't feel that we're worthy of that forgiveness for what we've done. But know this, brothers and sisters, dear friends. Jesus went to that cross, and anything man or woman has done against him is forgiven. There's nothing that we have done that cannot be forgiven. So I hope as you celebrate Easter the rest of this weekend, those words echo in your mind that you are forgiven, that you can walk in freedom. And I want you to remember, as you look inside that tomb, as those three individuals did, and they saw those grave cloths, there with that grave cloth, also leave your sins. The reason that tomb is empty, because it's a signifier of being free. It's not that we feel empty inside, but that we're emptied of our sins. So look at that empty tomb, and in a symbolic way, allow your sins to leave you this morning and be placed inside that tomb. And though that stone may be rolled away, I want you to think now that as Jesus has been risen to the right hand of God, that that stone has now been placed back over that tomb, and it has been sealed forever with your sins behind it, never again to be reclaimed. And so many times we keep those sins in our lives, but Jesus is saying, be free. I died so that you could be free, so that you could know me, that you could have a personal relationship with my Heavenly Father. We ask ourselves, why? Why did Jesus go to the cross? And it's because sin separated us from our Heavenly Father. And so that sin, that bridge that's between God and Jesus and us, no longer is a gap. It has now been replaced with the cross that we can enter into that relationship. So this morning, know that the body wasn't stolen. The guards may have fallen asleep, as scriptures say, but if that stone was in front of that tomb, even those three individuals, even the strongest of disciples, wouldn't have been able to move that stone. It took a divine act to break that seal, to open it, so that we could see in and realize that it's empty. So this morning, the question we ask ourselves, are we living as a risen response to what Jesus has done? The risen life requires us to be obedient. The risen life requires us to surrender. The risen life asks us to confess and to receive forgiveness. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we know that you rocked this world when you were on this earth. But Lord Jesus, we know that you're still rocking it today. And sometimes we replace you with a safer substitute who doesn't want to shake things up. But Lord, we know that that safe Jesus isn't the real thing. He can't help us in this real world. So Father, we're asking, if anyone sits here this morning and they don't know you personally, we pray in Jesus' name that you would invite them in. That invitation is always open, that they could confess their sins and receive you as their Lord and Savior. But Father, I pray for each and every follower here that we would indeed let those sins at the cross, let those sins in the tomb, never to return to them, that we would abandon them, that we would no longer allow them to have a grip on our lives, but we would find that freedom. That freedom that you so desperately want us to have. Lord, do not allow us to cling any longer to those things that feel comfortable, to those things that feel ordinary, because, Lord, we know that you want us to live a life sold out for you. So, Lord, help us to help others in this world, to reach out and to extend a hand, to reach out and lend funds where they're needed, to give food, to give clothing, to give housing, whatever it may be that you're requiring us to give, may we be sacrificial in that way, knowing that the tomb is empty and that you want your message to carry on. So, Father, we thank you that you are risen, that the resurrection is real. And we pray, Lord Jesus, you would not let us leave this place the same, but we would go in power, knowing that your Holy Spirit goes with us and guides and directs us, and allows us to speak our stories to others, that they too may find that hope of a new life. So Lord, we just lay down our burdens before you. We lay down those things that we struggle with on a daily basis and ask you to fill those voids. For we know that you are a God that desires to be in that God-shaped hole of our lives that we fill with so many other things. Lord, help us to show you to others. Help us to know you in a real and powerful way this day. and that we may thrive in our relationship with you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's children said, amen. Proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. The tomb is empty. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.